Have you ever noticed how you're drawn to the same type of romantic partners again and again? Or wondered why some relationships thrive while others wither despite similar circumstances? The answer might lie not in compatibility tests or communication skills, but in the invisible narratives shaping your love life. Love stories aren't just tales we tell. They're powerful cognitive frameworks that guide who we select as partners, how we interpret their behaviors, and how we respond to relationship challenges. These narratives operate largely below our awareness, filtering our perception of reality and transforming how we experience love itself. Our love stories function as cognitive scripts that shape romantic experiences. When meeting someone new, we believe we're seeing them objectively, but we're actually filtering them through narrative expectations. These stories aren't inherently good or bad, just more or less adaptive to our circumstances. Consider Tyrone, who became convinced Samantha was cheating despite no evidence, creating a story aligned with his fears rather than reality. Even relationship experts aren't immune. After decades of marriage, Sternberg discovered his perception of his relationship differed dramatically from his wife's. Research shows couples in stable relationships correctly guess their partner's feelings only about 30% of the time. This explains why divorce announcements often blindside one partner while the other feels they've given numerous warnings. Their relationship stories have diverged so dramatically that communication becomes impossible. We not only choose partners with matching narratives, but unconsciously shape their behavior to fit our expectations, with each person maintaining their own version of what they consider a shared story. We rarely hold just one love story. Most of us carry multiple, sometimes contradictory narratives. Aaron exemplifies this with his calm relationship with Lucy that contrasted with his previous contentious marriage. Yet he found himself unexpectedly drawn to Dottie during a business trip, an attraction that contradicted his established story with Lucy. This internal conflict resembles mountain climbing in fog. We never truly know if our current relationship represents our ideal or if something better awaits elsewhere. Do we stay or risk descent to find potentially higher ground? Our stories make objective truth in relationships impossible. Partners often argue about whose view is correct when both are simply interpreting events through different frameworks. Dean values conflict-free relationships and sees disagreements as threats, while Susan believes confrontation is necessary for growth. Her attempts at communication feel like attacks to him, causing withdrawal that frustrates her. Beyond love stories, relationships involve narratives about money, children, and sex. Julio's tracking of Maria stems from his jealousy story, while she sees his behavior as imprisonment. Their relationship deteriorates not because they don't care for each other, but because their competing stories create a toxic dynamic. Our love stories emerge from personal experiences, emotional patterns, motives, and personality traits. We shape our environment as it shapes us, creating psychological worlds to which we react. We're drawn to people who enable narratives that align with our preconceived notions of love. This explains why some consistently choose seemingly wrong partners. They're unconsciously seeking someone who fits their internalized love story, even if unhealthy. Someone with unreliable caregivers might be drawn to partners who need saving, recreating familiar patterns. These narratives self-reinforce through confirmation bias as we seek evidence supporting our beliefs while dismissing contradictions. A person believing relationships end in betrayal might interpret a partner's late work meeting as infidelity, while someone securely attached sees it as a scheduling conflict. Our stories become self-fulfilling prophecies through subtle behavioral cues. Expecting rejection, we might act defensively, causing others to withdraw, confirming our initial fear. These cycles occur largely outside awareness, yet powerfully shape our relationships. Sternberg's asymmetrical stories reveal relationship dynamics built on complementary but unequal roles. In teacher-student stories, one partner becomes the wisdom provider while the other becomes the learner, based on perception rather than objective reality. The sacrifice story features one partner consistently prioritizing the other's needs. Unlike normal give-and-take relationships, here, self-sacrifice becomes the foundation, with the sacrificing partner finding fulfillment primarily through giving. Research shows relationships tend to be happiest when equitable, with imbalanced sacrifice creating discomfort. Government stories concern power distribution. Autocratic relationships with one dominant decision maker, democratic relationships with equal power sharing, and anarchic relationships where neither takes responsibility. The danger lies in not challenging power imbalances early. Precedents become established, and power, once surrendered, becomes difficult to reclaim. Police stories are particularly concerning, where one partner monitors and controls the other like an uncompromising law enforcer. Tracy monitors Walter's eating, clothing, and social activities. Though his friends find this controlling, Walter finds security in her vigilance, despite occasional frustration. The healthiest relationships often emerge from coordination stories, where love means partners working together to create something meaningful. In the travel story, love becomes a journey two people undertake together, emphasizing both destination and process. These relationships thrive on continuous becoming. When Andy and Stacy faced separation after graduation, they reframed their distance as an opportunity to experience different worlds and bring fresh perspectives to their relationship. The sewing and knitting story views love as a complete construction, whatever the couple makes it. Partners can follow established patterns or design their own. Jesse and Nicole pride themselves on crafting a relationship that defies convention, valuing their creative approach despite occasional disputes. In the garden story, relationships require constant nurturing, like plants that wither without attention. Jim and Elaine's 15-year marriage thrives because they tend to it continuously, addressing problems immediately, planning special occasions, and surprising each other with thoughtful gestures. The business story runs relationships like partnerships, emphasizing financial security and efficient household management. David and Meredith balance their budget weekly and plan meticulously, eventually embracing their methodical lifestyle after initially postponing frivolous needs. Understanding our love stories provides a powerful tool for relationship improvement by targeting underlying narratives rather than just symptoms. These narratives shape everything from attraction to conflict management. Research shows relationships can thrive when stories are compatible, even if they appear distressed to outsiders. A couple might seem volatile, yet flourish because they share a dramatic love story where passion and conflict are essential. Conversely, seemingly stable relationships may fail if narratives clash, like when one partner seeks adventure while the other craves stability. We can discover our story hierarchies through self-reflection, analyzing attraction patterns, examining appealing media stories, and seeking outside perspectives. Understanding our partner's stories requires similar dedication, listening to their family history, noting their relationship role models, and observing their emphases. While stories guide relationships, they don't control them. We maintain agency in choosing partners and sustaining connections. Stories influence both events and our interpretations, such as whether we perceive a partner's independence as abandonment or healthy autonomy. By recognizing the narratives that have unconsciously guided our romantic choices, we gain freedom to consciously choose which stories we want to live by. The next chapter of your love life awaits your authorship.